Joining us now is former Defense Secretary Mark Esper. Let me just show you a couple of the stats. This is call for number one. This is stats on the Virginia-class nuclear submarine. Crew, 132. Then you got Tomahawk missiles and four torpedo tubes, and it can go 25 knots. For somebody like me, I kind of understand that. Why should Americans know that this is a good deal and good for our national security?
Well, it is a good deal, Dana, because attack submarines are probably the most important asset platform we have in the Indo-Pacific and globally, frankly, to deter the Chinese and, if it comes to war, to beat them. So much so that in 2020, when I was Secretary of Defense, we put forward a plan for a future Navy that called for increasing the number of attack submarines to 70 to 80 because of how important they are. We are woefully behind right now, and that's the challenge. So if we can get more of our allies putting attack submarines into the waters of the Indo-Pacific, that's a good thing.
And what does this say to China?
Well, it says to China that we are rising up to meet the threat, that we're not going to allow you to dominate the Indo-Pacific, to push us out of a region where 30% of the world's trade occurs. Now, look, the problem here is we have to build them, and it takes 6 years to build an attack submarine. The United States Navy is only building 1.5 to 2 a year. So it's going to take incredible investment into the domestic shipyard base, into workers. And I don't see a plan to do that right now. And to me, that's the big issue. And we cannot do it. We cannot provide the Aussie subs at the risk of sacrificing our own numbers.
There's a wrinkle, but overall maybe headed in the right direction. But you're right. If you can't build them, then it doesn't matter. I also want to ask you about this.
And we haven't seen a plan to build them.
Right. The president of China, President Xi, is apparently going to speak to Vladimir Zelensky today. This is from the Wall Street Journal that Xi plans to speak with Zelensky for the first time since the Ukraine war broke out. The conversation would likely follow the Chinese leader's meeting with Russia's Putin next week. So the Chinese put out a peace deal one pager a couple of weeks ago. So now this is apparently the Chinese following through. Do you think this is good or bad? And how should the administration at the White House respond?
Look, I think it's good that they talk. Zelensky wants to talk to President Xi. The 12-point plan they put forward is dead on arrival. I mean, there were some things we could agree with, but other things like a ceasefire and an end to unilateral sanctions are completely unacceptable. What will be interesting to see coming out of it is what Xi Jinping will tell President Zelensky about one of his points, and that is that all countries should respect each other's sovereignty and territorial integrity. So how does that apply to Russia here, their strategic partner? And that remains unanswered. But diplomatically, I think what Xi Jinping is trying to do is to shed that wolf warrior diplomacy and to portray him and the Chinese Communist Party as some peace broker around the world.
Do you think that it might prevent China from arming Russia?
No, I don't think so. I think they're willing to do both at the same time. I mean, they're already providing significant assistance to Russia, technical support, dual use items like drones. They're buying a lot of Russian energy off the market. Now, they have not yet made the step to provide lethal aid. And I think that'll be a big moment. If they do, it could change the conditions on the battlefield in a way that is favorable to Russia and that could hurt Ukraine's aspirations. So I think that will be on the table as well.